Stepping with the rhythm, through the beat, into the pod, press the podcast defeat. From Africa's lens, I share the stories, innovation, challenges, and all the glories. Yeah. African voices rising strong and proud, sharing insights, turning heads around. Podcasting industry, a world untold. Empowering creators, we're breaking the mold. Get on your feet, feel the Afro beats. Come together, let's dance to this beat. Into the pod, first we're making our mark. Innovations and opportunities in the pod. Up in my mind, new opportunities in my mind.
Believe it or not, that was 100% AI generated, courtesy of Suno.ai. And with that, welcome to this week's edition of the show. Welcome to Into the Podverse with your host, Tony Doe. This is where innovation meets storytelling and challenges transform into opportunities. So join me, Tony Doe, on an auditory journey that unveils the secrets of this burgeoning medium. Uncover the hidden gems of podcasting from my perspective and with exclusive interviews from the masters of the Podverse. Google's decision to sunset its podcast app was just bad advice. They had a good thing going with Google Podcasts, which I believe was a solid app. I mean, I used to set my alarms with it back in the day for news and for prayers. And people actually liked it. A friend of mine, Chooks Asuewu, I remember, if I put out a new episode of the Tony Doe podcast, he would insist on having the Google Podcast link to it. And of course, it was one of the reasons I was able to find universal URLs, so I could also set my podcast episodes to go to where podcast listeners preferred to get them. So they've pulled the plug on Google Podcasts. It's leaving many users high and dry. And really, it's not just about the inconvenience that this is going to cause. It's just the missed opportunity that I believe YouTube and Google have. YouTube may be saying now that, oh, you know, we've got YouTube Music, so of course podcasting wouldn't suffer, but I don't agree. There's the argument, of course, that YouTube is a major platform for discovering podcasts, but that is still debatable. Now, Google could have been a leader in the podcasting space. They had a really good thing going on with Google Podcasts. If they had focused on it, they could have kept offering unique features and a seamless experience. But instead, they chose to pull the rug. And it's not the first time. This is something that Google does a lot. There's a whole track record of launching products only to abandon them later. And personally, for me, it's just a short-sighted move, and I'm really upset. Well, I'm not the only one who's upset. Apparently, there are others too. Now, the recent announcement of Google Podcast closure stirred a wave of reactions among avid listeners across different podcasting communities on social media, from Reddit to Facebook groups to X threads to threads, all that. With Google's decision to consolidate its podcast service into YouTube Podcasts, users are left with searching for new platforms to fulfill their audio content needs. Well, maybe this is an opportunity for others to stand up. Hi, good pods. How are you? Now, among the contenders, Spotify emerges as a frontrunner. Naturally, boasting an extensive library spanning various genres from history to comedy, offering both free and premium subscription options. Apple Podcasts, a long-standing player in the field, continues to provide a vast array of content with its personalized recommendation system as well. Meanwhile, Audible, renowned for its extensive audiobook collection, also offers podcasts, making it an appealing choice for those looking for a diverse range of audio content. BBC Sounds, though limited to the UK, remains a powerhouse for BBC aficionados, housing a plethora of radio shows and podcasts. If you're seeking a no-frills ad-free experience, then maybe have a look at AntennaPod, because it presents itself as a compelling option, allowing you to subscribe to RSS feeds across a multitude of genres without any subscription fees.
And then there's AfriPods, a central hub where podcasters and listeners can access a wide selection of African content. Now, there's a redemption story I found online on a gentleman known as David Obida. Well, if I can call him a gentleman, he's a man who has defied the odds and turned his life around in a truly inspiring manner. From a troubled past marked by criminal activity and incarceration, Obida's turnaround inspires hope and redemption. Now, what makes his story particularly compelling is his transition from co-founding a notorious prison gang to becoming a voice for reformed prisoners. Through his podcast, aptly named The Fresh Start, he shares not only his experiences, but also those of others who've walked similar paths. Bear in mind, David Obida became born again when he got into prison to spend a long term. In doing so, he offers a platform for individuals to share their stories, break down stereotypes, and advocate for change within the criminal justice system. David has taken it upon himself to address the challenges faced by 501 deportees. Those are individuals who are sent back to their home countries after serving time in Australian prisons. By exposing their struggles and advocating for better support systems, David zeroes in on his commitment to social justice and rehabilitation. What's truly inspiring about this story is not just David's personal transformation, glory, hallelujah, thank God for the blood of Jesus, but also his dedication to helping others find their own paths to redemption, the extension of the love of God. Through his podcast and social media presence, he's become a source of support and guidance for countless individuals seeking a fresh start. Our world today is characterized by cynicism and despair. So, stories like this remind us of the power of resilience, hope, and the human capacity for change. David Obida proves that no matter how dire the circumstances, redemption and transformation are always within reach. I thank God for podcasts, or rather for podcasting, being available as a medium to even amplify this message. As audiences revisit beloved series like Suits through streaming platforms, they now have the option to delve deeper into the narrative with companion podcasts hosted by the stars themselves. Patrick J. Adams, Sarah Raffetti's decision to launch a podcast, Rewatching Suits, isn't just about revisiting past episodes. It's about inviting you, the fans, into an intimate conversation, sharing behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and providing fresh insights into the show's enduring appeal. But the allure of TV show podcasts extends beyond mere nostalgia. These audio companions offer an extended storytelling experience, exploring untold backstories, dissecting fan theories, and keeping the conversation alive long after the credits roll. In essence, the intersection of TV shows and podcasts isn't just a passing trend. It's a seismic shift in how we consume and engage with the media. It's a chance for viewers to become active participants in the stories they love, to connect with fellow fans, and to explore their favorite shows in once unimaginable ways. Now let's turn our attention to Parent Talks. It's a podcast featuring conversations between a pastor and three parents from a church community discussing chapters from the book Habits in the Household by Justin Whitmell Early. Participants openly share their experiences, acknowledging both the joys and challenges of parenting while reflecting on the principles outlined in Early's book. This authenticity provides listeners with a relatable perspective on navigating the complexities of raising children. The podcast serves as a reminder of the importance of community support in parenting. By fostering meaningful conversations and sharing insights, Parent Talks offers a useful resource for parents seeking guidance and understanding in their journey. It's accessible on various platforms, including YouTube, and the podcast ensures that its content reaches a wide audience catering to both parents and those interested in the dynamics of modern parenting. Podcasting's challenges and opportunities are starkly outlined in the latest report from PodPros. Despite the high interest in podcasts, with searches trending at 86%, the reality for creators is pretty tough. Only a small fraction, 13.4% of podcasts, remain active, indicating a competitive landscape. But there's a silver lining. With an estimated 8.7% increase in listenership for 2024 so far, there's clear growth potential. The report also provides practical insights, highlighting the importance of persistence in reaching podcasting milestones. In essence, while podcasting presents challenges, there are clear opportunities for those willing to navigate its complexities. Maya Lobel is talking about the problems with the current advertising model, CPM, cost per mil, in podcasting. She has been shouting from the rooftops. She explains that CPM, which originated with static websites, isn't effective for podcasts due to various reasons. CPM doesn't differentiate between different types of ads within podcasts, even though some are more effective than others. It's difficult to predict podcast performance accurately, leading to discrepancies between predicted and actual revenue. Even successful podcasts may struggle to cover production costs with CPM-based revenue. Changes in technology like Apple's iOS updates can affect download numbers, making CPM unreliable. Some podcasts may not attract advertisers at all, worsening financial strain. She suggests exploring alternative revenue models, like what? Sponsorships and underwriting, which rely more on audience perception and engagement rather than download numbers. She also proposes a cooperative network where creators can earn a sustainable income through a membership-based model alongside traditional advertising. She believes in the potential for innovation in revenue models to ensure the long-term success of podcasting. And I'll be keeping an eye on this because this really appeals to me too. So before we go, here's one more for the road. I actually exhausted all my free credits just trying out as many songs as I possibly could create prompts for into the podverse. And here's another one. This one is rock themed. Talk to you soon.
Leaders of the art form paving the way. Voices that inspire across each day. Innovation, challenges, and all the dreams. Guided by this podcasting team. Into the podverse we podcast with pride. Into the podverse together we glide. Innovations, challenges, opportunities soar. Into the podverse, let's explore.
Into the Podverse is brought to you by Tony Doe Media and is produced by yours truly. It's available everywhere you get your podcasts, and do be sure to leave us a complimentary note via the links in the description. May the Pod Force be with you.